This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I think we could call him a TV.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That kind of dirt.
The bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout.
Throw
your
head. I got an idea.
You just stay away from my bills, you king of bad ideas.
No, it's really a good idea to protect them. Hear me out. Kansas City Chiefs. Kelce, Mahomes, their house gets burglarized while they're playing at a game.
Oh.
Joe Burrow's house, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, was just down in Dallas, house burglarized. Bills Mafia, here's my idea.
Uh-huh.
We need to do some house sitting when the players are playing, especially out of town. It's a trend. The bad guys are burglarizing NFL players. Think about it. When they're out of town, no one's there, right?
Right.
Even at a home game, they're at the stadium 5-6 hours, right? The houses need to be protected. I believe I just created a side hustle for people.
Well.
Right?
So you want the NFL players to pay us as mafia sitting outside? We don't take money as mafia. So we just have to sit outside in their driveways.
I've had a couple ideas there. Let's protect their house, and maybe you can make a side hustle. But I agree. I'd do it for free.
Yeah.
Dion, give me a call. I got your house. Let me know. Let me know the code. I'll be there. I'll protect it. Jeez. Keep an eye on it.
There you go.
I'm just saying. There's a trend in the NFL right now. House is being burglarized. The players.
Well, because they know where they're going to be.
Right. So we got to protect our
bills. They know they're out of town.
Do you agree or disagree with me? This new side hustle, this new business, or just the Bills Mafia flexing and protecting our players' houses? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. With your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope, and you know me, I'm full of ideas.
Yeah, bad ideas, but you're full of them, all right.
This one I think is pretty good. NFL players and the big superstars are getting their house burglarized while they're playing games. The latest is Joe Burrow, the Bengals quarterback. He comes home from Dallas and house burglarized. It's happened to Chief players. I'm just saying, for Bills Mafia, maybe we should create a side hustle or even just volunteer to watch their houses while they're playing the game, because it seems like it's going around the NFL. Buffalo players might be next.
Maybe that's what was wrong with our defense. Our defense and special teams. Maybe they were worried about their houses, and why they played so badly.
And I don't want them worried about it.
Maybe it will help improve their performance to have that security.
On The Donut Slide text line. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, born and bred in Buffalo. But aren't these guys paid enough to have reliable security systems to protect their property? You would think so.
Yeah.
But bad guys are pretty smart, and they're targeting NFL players.
This says, I would do it for free if I could meet Josh Allen and get his autograph.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Steve, stop texting in the show. Do you know how many people would sit in that driveway and make sure that house is clear?
That's my security.
Like some sort of vigilante. What do you know about security? Like, what makes you qualified to be like, look, guys, I'm going to head up this big Buffalo Bills protection project?
Well, it's limited. There's probably smarter people out there. But I would, like, sit in the driveway with a sign, not today. Jackball, keep driving. That's what I'd have.
That's your strategy.
That's my strategy.
That's your security company.
Defuse the situation. Move on.
Oh, my gosh. Just a sign that says, walk away. Walk away.
That's right.
That's a bad idea.
I've got ideas. I'm trying to protect our Buffalo Bills houses. Do you agree or disagree? All right, Twain, what a great song. Makes me laugh, smile. So you think you're Brad Pitt? Whatever. And am I alone on this? Does anybody else fill in names of people that think they're cool and you don't think, you know?
Like you?
What?
Like somebody who thinks they're cool, but...
What do you mean, me?
I mean, you hit on Pam Anderson, for God's sakes.
Well, that was years ago.
You got shot down by some of the most beautiful women in the world. You think you're Bo Jackson. That don't impress me.
Thanks a lot. I was just checking if I was alone on this. Do you ever fill in other names so you think you're Kim Kardashian? That don't impress me.
So you think you're Pam Anderson.
Yes. It wasn't about me, TJ. Boy, that just went sideways. I had so much fun getting out there and buying some toys. I'm helping out pediatric patients of Rochester Regional Health, along with Vision Automotive. You can still drop by a new unwrapped toy to any of the locations. Going to have the party on Friday. I'm going to be DJing it. The kids are going to walk through, and they get to pick their toy, their gift, their present. I got some action figures.
Good.
And I'm like, oh, some boy would love this.
Yeah.
I got some Uno, No Mercy Edition, the Uno card game.
Okay.
Got some Light Bright, and I got a doll. And so put it in the box and let the kids choose what they want. And what's great is Joe Ciccione started this 19 years ago. Vision Automotive Group. Stop by any of the locations. A seasonal toy drive. And it's helping out the kids. Yes, pediatric patients of Rochester Regional Health. And what's great is year-round, they actually, once the toys then aren't picked for Christmas, it's put into a toy closet. So when the kids leave, they could pick a toy year-round.
Oh, and it's so important. I've had a situation where my daughter Ava, she was in kindergarten at the time, and she had to have major eye surgery. So I took her in, they put her under anesthesia, and when she came out, they said she's going to have a fit because both of her eyes are covered and she's going to be coming out of that anesthesia in your child. So just go ahead and put her in the rocking chair and hold her. She could not settle her down. And they're like, okay, well, you're going to have to take her home. But first, she gets to go pick a toy. And she immediately stops kicking, stops crying, can't see a thing, but hears toy. And it so made her day. It helped me get my child into the car. It gave her something to look forward to when she was all feeling better. And we could take the bandages off and she could see what she picked. I mean, it was just a world of, and it just meant the world to me as a parent.
Yeah, it's incredible. So if you have an opportunity, drop by New Unwrapped Toy at any of the Vision Automotive locations. There's 10 to choose from. You need some more details. That's myvision.com. But it changes the mood.
It does.
The kids in the hospital, they're scared, they're nervous.
Yeah.
And yeah, just changes the mood, those toy closets year round. I'm thinking to myself here, should we have a calm toy closet in our workplace?
Oh, you mean for like the days where we're all like, we're all grouchy?
Yeah.
Walking around complaining?
Grouchy grownups. Yeah, we all have that moment. You know, that day, maybe we need something. Is toys a thing? Do you have something in your workplace? Just go. It's a calm room. Go in there and just chill a little bit.
Okay.
Are there games there? You know, is it foosball?
What does our grouchy grown-up calming room look like?
Yeah. What would you want in it? Maybe you have one. Please share it with us. 585-252-WB. You know, I'm full of ideas. I might be onto something here, too. We all just need that room. You still have time to drop by a new unwrapped toy at any of the Vision Automotive locations. I'm going to be hosting a party on Friday, letting the kids walk through, helping them pick which gift they really want, helping out pediatric patients of Rochester Regional Health. And then year-round, any toys left over, they put in a toy closet. So when the kids are released, they get a toy.
And let me tell you, that is something that, as a kid, you never forget. Listen to this text. Says, I'm 61 years old now, but I remember very vividly being in Strong when I was a very small child and being offered to pick out a toy. What a wonderful thing it was. She still remembers that at 61.
Wow. Oh, here's another one coming in. From Motley, I got a game board when I was 5 years old getting my tonsils out. They still remember.
Yeah.
This is so cool. And you know, the holiday season, it's all about giving. All about giving. So if you have that opportunity, grab a new unwrapped toy, drop by any of the Vision Automotive locations. Thank you so much in advance. You can see you're creating memories for years to come. 92.5 WBEE.